Меня зовут Штефан Шуман, я работаю с Anschläge Deum в Берлине. Слушайте Type Radio.
Sweet 16. No, we don't know.
The next one is, we're not specialists, and everybody that can do it better should do it.
Yeah, this is the one we take real serious, because in some cases you are asked for something you can't solve. We had a problem that one of our topics we worked about were was the first empty places in Berlin. Then it became bigger, and suddenly we had to deal with shrinking cities in Germany and later all over the world. And there were situations where we said, we have no solution, there's no solution, we can't do anything in this case. Maybe there's someone, we can give you his number, but we are out of this job, we don't want your money.
And it's an statement for working together with other
specialists.
I don't have to know for instance, we for texts or for programming or for artists or so, when a client said, okay, we want to do this handmade, and we know some handmade specialists in Berlin, they do all with their hand, it's very unbelievable, so we asked them, because we could do it and we could earn money for instance, but why? There's no reason to do it if another can do it better.
And you can do much stranger things if you ask people that have a totally different profession. It's possible.
The last one, we haven't translated, but
okay.
Maybe...
No, well...
Yeah, we tried.
Yeah, you do it. Come on.
The sentence is too long.
Economy is necessary to survive. And Eigentum.
That is schwer. That's difficult. It's
the stuff you own. It's again from the Constitution. Eigentum verpflichtet zum Wohle aller. Kann das jemand übersetzen?
No. Okay.
That's impossible. It just says that you are responsible if you own something. You are responsible for everybody by owning stuff.
Yeah.
And everybody has a right of living. Food,
yeah.
Work, and happiness, us too.
That's the point when we deal with money with the clients. For instance, we say, okay, you say you get 5,000 euros or so, but not with us, because we have, but I think the problem is for designers, they are for many people artists, and artists don't earn money because they are so free and they don't need it, and they're happy to do something about freedom or war, and that's the point we say, no, why? I have many ideas, but I have the right to have happiness and to live my life, and that's one point in the whole work, I think. That's to make your clients partner.
Is it like, in short, you mean you don't have to take every kind of shit from your clients?
That's one aspect, and the second aspect is maybe it's a special problem in Berlin, but people pay really a little, especially for design.
In Berlin,
yeah, a lot of we have, I guess, free universities for where you can study graphic design, and a lot of people study there and want to stay in Berlin, and they start to come into the business, so they accept the unbelievable little money for their job and for their profession, money they can't live on. And that's really an economic problem here.
Do you think there's been taken advantage of a lot?
Hmm?
Of that? Do you think like companies and businesses take advantage of that situation?
Of course.
And
yeah, of course they do. Yeah,
it's how the market
design from Berlin is really cheap.
Yeah, and that's one of the advantages. And we
for them.
Yeah, now we are with this topic of cultural industries very involved, because we make a book and write a lot of text about it, and that's one point that it's a little bit you have these image of being creative, you know, it's so cool, and I don't have to pay for it because it's so cool to be a designer and or artist or a filmmaker or a photographer, that there's and this image of to be a designer or to be a creative a part of a creative class, it's an like a hobby of politicians now, because they can say, yeah, you have your life and you have to be you could be creative. Why do you need the social system, and why do you need the medical system? Because you can create your own hospital, for instance. It's a little bit like an like what you have to say.
I don't know, but for us it's a strange situation, because we are really shocked when we talked, especially to people who studied with us, about the money they accept for their work. And on the other hand, this is a politic in Berlin to have a lot of cheap designers here. And not only designers, also the same thing with musicians, they can't live on the stuff they do.
Yeah, it's
but how do you do it then?
Yeah, we, for instance, we ever pay for internship. That's one point. There are many crews, and only and the mayor too. He's a press relation agency, and they have, I think, three public relation managers and 10 internship persons, and they don't pay it for it. And that's and that's from the mayor. It's from the political sphere. And now we say, okay, we have so many asking for internship, and they don't want money. We say, why you don't want money for your work? And so we say, okay, we ever pay it, ever, and because they work for us.
People who finish their studies, just take students, and they are paid. And we always make fun of them because they don't ask. That's the point. It's always a strange situation, and when they say, so, and now you have to ask for money. They can't speak about money, and that's really a problem.
But how did you learn then to speak about money?
I don't know.
It has to do with the we're coming from the GDR, I think. There's that's one point, because it was a very ill system of an state, but there was one thing: money doesn't play the role, because you couldn't buy something. It was very strange. Everybody has enough money, but you couldn't buy something, because there was no cars to buy, there was no villas to buy, there was no I don't know, luxury things to buy. And so the money thing doesn't play the role, and that was thing, or the sphere, and we grown up in this style, that money, it's
maybe it's getting different now, because from my point of view, it's
I wanted to and so it was a shock that this breakdown of the war was a very new situation, and I think if you ever were in the situation that you have to have money, and you have to pay, and you have to earn, that you don't think about it's like the blue sky. The blue sky is ever blue. If you wake up in the morning, it's green. Then you think about why it's green. And so the breakdown of the wall, there was such a point. We think about, okay, money it's still, or it's now a very important thing. And so I think we think more about what money means,
what it makes of people also, because there was a collapse also of a system. And suddenly there were a lot of well-educated, quite cool people that had no job and had no money. And so you suddenly understood that having no money or having money has no meaning about them. And I guess that's a different. And you understand the meaning of money. You know, you see what it makes of people, and you see, okay, that's a tough thing. You have to deal with this. And you have to get clear about what it's important for and what not. It's not about judging people, but it's about to deal the conditions you want to live in. And you can deal, it's no problem. I think you can try it.
Yeah, you can try
it's still a problem, of course.
Yeah.
So, do you have a dream project that you would like to do?
Yeah, I guess everyone of us, you go first. Okay, there are some topics I'm really interested about at the moment. There's a thing that there are a lot of people crossing the European Union to work somewhere. We did a project in a Polish village situated on a German-Polish border with a German and a Polish part, but no connection between them because there's the river and no chance to cross. And we worked there for 3 years, so we know these people very well. And after 2004, they started something quite new because the young Polish men started to move to, not to move, but to go to work to Ireland, for example, or to Great Britain or to Spain sometimes.
Netherlands.
They are the East Germans in Netherlands already.
Okay.
So there are a lot of people crossing the half of the continent just to work somewhere. And the strange thing and a different thing is to the people who came from Turkey to Germany in the 60s and 70s is that these people go back every 6 weeks for 2 weeks and then they go back. So they are moving all the time.
There's a big transfer of money, of work, and of cultural indices or of cultural views of the life. And it's I think there was one exhibition about it in Berlin last year or so. But it's a topic what's very interesting now for us. But it's not a dream project for me. For me, it's a dream project. The first thing I want to found a new state. with the whole constitution, and so this now listening one client you have the same idea, please call us, and that's for me one dream project. But and it not means to be a dictator.
Christian, I don't know. Well, this is about dreams. This is something really
personal,
so we don't talk about our dreams every day. But I guess founding a state would be nice, and traveling for a half year with people who want to take the money from Great Britain to build a house in Western Ukraine would be also nice. So
if anybody's listening, please make their dream come true.
Yeah.
Let them found their state. Last question. How would you like to be remembered?
I want to go on working. I don't want to die.
Yeah, and I want to... From whom?
Well, I don't know.
Okay. Remembered, I think, this guy with this base cap.
That's quite general.
And the guy with the brown suit.
Yeah, for instance. But it could be that we have in the next year a red suite or so.
Okay. Could be possible.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. This is Type Radio. Now we are proud for you. This is Type Radio. Now we are proud for you. Type Radio.